Tempers flared at Packers' final open session before tomorrow's joint practice with the Arizona Cardinals. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Wide receiver Matthew Golden and edge rusher Baron Sorrell got into a scuffle with linebacker Zaire Franklin and center Sean Ryan also involved. Sorrell, who's a former college teammate of Golden, says didn't take long for it to get over with. He said yesterday just a sign of a long training camp that is close to an end. No practice today with the team's final training camp practice. A joint session with Arizona on tap tomorrow. Matt LaFleur would love to avoid any skirmishes with the Cardinals tomorrow. He said he's warned his players.
If there is an issue in practice and the whole world can see it, you're going to be limited or not at all playing in the game. The second part of that is if there's an issue, I'm going to tell the guys, hey, you come tag me in, they can tag in my brother, and we'll throw down on the 50.
Brewers back in action after an off day yesterday. They'll open a three-game series in New York against the Mets tonight. Kyle Harrison gets the starting nod for the Crew, who have a 5.5-game lead on the Cubs in the National League Central. Cubs blanked Arizona 7-0 last night. Kevin Gausman tossing 7 innings of shutout ball for the win. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said he expects next season to be played on schedule. He told ESPN Sunday the goal of ongoing labor talks with the players' union is to get a deal done with time to spare before spring training. League owners are pushing for a salary cap, something the players say is unnecessary. Women's college volleyball: Marquette took a number 2 Texas to a 5th set before falling in the finale of the American Volleyball Coaches Association first serve advisor forum. It was the opening match of the season for the Golden Eagles. Midwest League tonight, Beloit plays at Quad City, South Bend at Wisconsin. Brewer relievers Abner Uribe and JoJo Romero are both scheduled to make rehab appearances with the Timber Rattlers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.